And then I was going to go back to Del Mar on a scholarship. Mm-hmm. But at that time, the conference terminated all the scholarships to married boys because I was trying to get a scholarship for a football scholarship. Mm-hmm. And I was having a hard time, even though my family was well off. Not my family, but, you know, my mother and father. But they said, well, you got married, now you're on your own. So I was trying to get on a scholarship. Mm-hmm. So at the time that I was trying for the scholarship, which I think I would have gotten, they terminated scholarships for all conference students because if they were married, you could not get a scholarship. No scholarships to married boys. Mm-hmm. This was a new ruling in the conference. So then I came back to Laredo, and I went to school during the day, and I worked at night. Mm-hmm. And then I got...
You went to school?
Here at Laredo Junior College.
Uh-huh.
And so I'd go to school during the day, and I'd work at night.
At Laredo Junior College, or...?
Yeah, Laredo Junior College.
Uh-huh. And how long did you?
I stayed there. I started school in September, and they offered me a job in November.
Mm-hmm.
Running a farm and a ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the offer up. So then I went to work.
So you just went about what?
About 3 months, 2 months, or whatever it was, September, October, November, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then they offered me a good job. So I went to work then.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at that job for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then my father died, and he had interest in ranching. He had land here in the States. So then I came back to the States, I started running the ranches my daddy left me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started getting into other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you ever go back to school and finish your
degree? No, I didn't.
Uh-huh. What? You were offered a job, is that... In Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I went to work over there.
Mm-hmm.
Illegally. Like they come over here.
Uh-huh.
And then I couldn't get a permit to work over there because it's real hard to get a permit to work in Mexico, really. So then I finally got the permit, which I was working on. I knew Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, you know, I could get away with it. So I finally got a permit, or like they immigrate themselves, like mm-hmm. people from, well, any other country immigrates themselves into the United States. I immigrated myself into Mexico, so mm-hmm. I could be legally over there.
You were working 2 years over there while you were living in
Laredo, right.
And then you moved?
And then I moved over there for about 8 years.
Where did you move to?
To Nuevo Laredo, which is just right across the border. To Nuevo Laredo, Mexico.
No.
Nuevo Laredo. It's New Laredo, and Nuevo means new. This is Old Laredo, and that's New Laredo, which they call Nuevo, which, you know, means new
mm-hmm.
in Spanish.
How far away? How many miles away from? Just right in the city?
Yeah, right in the city.
Mm-hmm. Where was the ranch you were working at?
It was about 50 miles upriver between Eagle Pass and Laredo
mm-hmm.
on the Mexican side, but it was right on the river.
Mm-hmm. Are ranches in Mexico very different from ranches here?
No. They're about the same.
Mm-hmm. What's the size of them?
Now the ranches over there are bigger, are larger ranches than over here. I have a lot of friends that have ranches that are 100,000 acres or better over there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's considered a nice-sized ranch over there. And over here, it's considered a very large ranch.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some ranches over there that I've been to that I know of for 300,000 and 400,000 acres.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got, I can go forever. Then you have the agrarian problem over there, you know, where they're supposed to divide the land to mm-hmm. the peasants. And this is back during the revolution in Mexico because all the land was given in Spanish land grants.
Mm-hmm.
And all the land was held by just certain people, certain individuals. So this, when the revolution came about, and then they broke up some of these big, large, but I'm talking to you about large ranches then, they were mm-hmm. probably 1 million acres or better, because there were Spanish land grants.
Mm-hmm.
And the king gave them to these people if they could control this area.
Mm-hmm.
If you could not control this area, what the king would do, he would take them away from them and give them somebody else who could control them.
Mm-hmm.
And